Hello and welcome to the Jetosphere Podcast, the podcast about things related to the Jet Alumni Association community, broadly defined. I'm your host, Stephen Horowitz, and I was an ALT in Aichi Ken from 1992 to 1994. For this episode, we're doing something a little different. Jetosphere co-host Joe Moore recently started a new podcast project called the Jetta Southern California and Arizona Leadership Podcast, which is available on SoundCloud. In the first episode, he interviewed former JetAA Southern California presidents John Harwell and Christella Reyes. And with Joe's permission, we're sharing the episode in its entirety. So have a listen and enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to the Jet Alumni Association of Southern California and Arizona Leadership Podcast. My name is Joe Moore, and I was in Saga Prefecture in Kyushu from 2010 to 2013. When I returned to Southern California, I started my journey with the Alumni Association as an instructor at the pre-departure orientation. Later, I was fortunate to serve as co-president for 2 years, from 2016 to 2018. I wanted to do this podcast because I wanted to share with a wider group what it's like being a leader in the Alumni Association. I had the privilege to sit down with leaders past and present, to chat with them about their lives, their experiences within the organization, and their hopes for the future of the group. On today's episode, we will talk with Jonathan Harwell and Christella Reyes. Enjoy! Tell me about yourself.
Sure. So my name is Jonathan Harwell, and I was on the JET program from 2014 through 2017. Down in Kyushu in Oita Prefecture in Kunisaki City. I was an ALT there, and I taught at 6 elementary schools and 2 junior high schools.
So yes. when you came back, what was your first experience with the JET Alumni Association?
So when I came back, I attended a Natsukashi Kai at a yakiniku place in Little Tokyo, and I met Greg, I met Grant, and many other alumni, and I thought, okay, well, I'm back, and maybe I can network.
Yeah. So what drew you in to want to take the social coordinator role?
I was asked.
Okay.
By the leadership team, so I thought it would be a good role for me. Although it was very short, because I was only in that role for about 3 months. I actually went from that role straight to being a co-president of JET SC that following year, beginning in January.
What is it like to be co-president?
You act as like the face of the organization, meaning you're driving the leadership team to complete tasks to get the events going, and you have to make sure that everyone is on schedule, on budget, and there's a lot of communication with like external parties as well. If we're hosting, for example, career fairs, then we need to contact recruiters. Being a co-president required me to know how to communicate with various parties and also learn how to delegate responsibilities. I was a co-president during a very abnormal period time of the organization. So when I kicked off my role in January 2020, I was, to be honest, I was a little nervous and a little hesitant. The previous co-president like believed in my capabilities to handle it, but at that time, I couldn't believe in myself. But when March 2020 rolled around and everything started shifting virtually, we really had to pivot at the last minute. And I mean, I'm thankful that our team was able to do it, but it was not easy for everyone. Not everyone was comfortable with the pivot with the virtual format. And so I think I had to really ensure ways to keep the morale going, keep the spirits up for the leadership team as well as the alumni organization itself. So,
right. Mm-hmm. So you went through this big change. How did your time commitment to the role differ between that first year and that second year?
So I spent more time in my second year, because the first year I laid out the foundation of running virtual events. And we figured out how to use Zoom, how to make the breakout rooms, how to run a webinar, how to do a trivia night on Zoom, how to use outside tools to make the Zoom calls a little bit more engaging. And then in the second year, I spent more time with the organization then, because I already had built the skill set to execute more events and more fun and engaging events. What made 2021 great was it wasn't just the leadership team that was comfortable with online formats. It was everyone else too. Everyone spent 2020 learning how to thrive in virtual environments. And then, you know, people started getting vaccinated and like the world started opening up a little bit more. What was lovely about 2021 was we actually ended the year with in-person events. I think it was like a good cycle of the organization to go through. Yeah.
Well, definitely a challenging one. And definitely one that I feel, just from observing from an outside perspective, that you did a fantastic job at. So let's play a little role play here. I'm a new returnee.
Okay.
Don't know much about the Alumni Association. What's your elevator pitch?
Yeah. So you spent at least a year living abroad in Japan, and you've now returned, and Jeddah SC is here to help you get readjusted to life back in the States, help you network. If you decide to take a leadership position, it'll help you build skills that you can leverage for future job applications. You can put it in your resume. You can also meet a ton of more interesting alumni from other generations as well. The Alumni Association is so vast too. So there's not only Jeddah SC, but if you are in a leadership role, you can meet other leaders throughout the country too.
I wanted to kind of just open it up to see if there was anything else that you felt compelled to share with the folks who hopefully will be listening to this when we put it out in March.
What we have gone through in Japan is a very unique experience that can be hard to relate if you haven't gone through it yourself. And so the fact that like there is an alumni association here that you can like lean into to talk about like your stories, that all your amazing stories that you had while living in Japan, the Alumni Association is a wonderful way to meet people who you've had a pretty interesting common shared experience with, that you hopefully will be able to continue remembering, because these memories, they're very precious and they should be celebrated. So yeah, there are a lot of great events out there, and I think everyone should join and participate.
So my name is Christelle Reyes, and I did JET from 2016 to 2017, and I was placed in Yuzawa, Akita, which is Tohoku area, so very different from LA. And yeah, I only did 1 year. I wanted to stay longer, but because of family obligations, I ended up coming back. So with that in mind, I looked at JET as a way to kind of extend that experience coming back, because I wasn't able to kind of enjoy the 5 years there like other JETs. And you hear a lot about reverse culture shock. And I hadn't lived in LA in almost 10 years, born and raised in LA, but it's been a while. So that's part of the reason why I decided to join JET.
And when you were on the leadership team in Jeddah, Southern California, Arizona, what position did you hold?
I think I started as a social media coordinator in 2018. So I didn't join leadership team until maybe a year after. And then right after that, I was a selected for a public relations coordinator. So a lot of that is very similar to the social media coordinator, but with that, you're more engaged with the alumni. And then after that, I wanted to do a more senior leadership role, not necessarily president, but you know, that's how I kind of accepted a secretary role. And that's where I was specifically focused more on the newsletter and event planning and organizing with the two co-presidents at the time.
What was your like your time commitment per week?
Obviously, the more senior the role, the more time commitment. But starting out, I think I spent about, I want to say somewhere between 5 to 15 hours a month, which is actually not a lot. It helped working with the other senior leadership people because they would pass on information to me. And that's how I, you know, once I had the information, I was able to easily create social media posts and campaigns and so forth.
Did you find that there was like a nice network of support when you were in that position, or did you feel like you were kind of needing more support?
Yeah, both. Actually, that was part of the attraction to leadership because there was this close network that you formed and also friendships that you developed with the leadership, with people in leadership. And I know during the pandemic, I personally struggled a lot during that time because switching from in-person to virtual for me was very difficult. I'm a very extroverted person. So that's where I relied a lot more on my colleagues to kind of help me integrate myself into remote activities and event planning and that sort of thing. But I will say the benefit of remote though is there's people that could never come all the way down to LA. So that we're participating in the remote events or in the virtual events because that was accessible to them.
So do you think that Jetta would benefit from doing kind of like a hybrid of in-person and virtual events?
Yeah, absolutely. I would actually recommend it because I remember during the pandemic, we were connecting with like Chicago and New York and Boston and Hawaii and seeing what they were doing. For that reason, I would highly recommend definitely doing at least one virtual event per month or per quarter, whatever, you know, people's schedules are. But I definitely saw huge benefit to doing that during the pandemic and then also maybe even adopting a hybrid model.
So let's pretend I'm a new returnee. What's your elevator pitch if you were trying to get me to join as a leader in the organization?
Yeah, well, I think you'll have an amazing time doing it because the people you'll be working with will become your long-term friends, people that you can rely on later on. Like these are people that really care about you, that want you to succeed, and you'll have a lot of autonomy to decide how much you want to make Jetta grow, which I really loved.
I'd love to hear about how your experiences as a leader in this organization helped you kind of build out your production company.
Aside from the technical skills that you're developing, it takes a village to raise a child, that I think Jet was my village in terms of my career. And you build a large network. There's people in so many industries, so many people that I could reach out to, people that you could collaborate with, because at the end of the day, it's a support system, which that's what Jet served for me. So I took a lot of lessons from my experience in leadership to form my company, because now I know that I have to build my own fan base and my own newsletter list if I ever wanted to get anyone on board with my projects. I know now how to, you know, kind of plan out the year and organize my projects around my schedule throughout the year and who would be involved and who would be a part of it.
It sounds like you learned a lot of like very helpful skills from the organization. And
yeah, definitely. Like how do you not only plan and strategize a year in advance with your core leadership team, but if things do go wrong, which have, how do you bounce back up and learn from those lessons? So it's really like you can make the most out of it. The more you put into it, the more you'll get out of it.
Thank you so much for sharing and chatting with me tonight. And yeah, I appreciate it a lot. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we have two more coming out each Friday in March here on Facebook and Instagram. If you're interested in joining the JET Alumni Association of Southern California and Arizona as a leader, please contact us through Facebook, or you can email us at officers@jetaasc.org.
Thank you for listening to the JETosphere podcast.